T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pleased to be joined this hour by Kansas City Mayor Sly James. He is in studio with us right now. And if you have questions for the mayor, as always, text him in 22980. Mayor James, thank you so much for being here. How many days until you're done?
47.
But who's counting, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Hey, before we talk a lot about, you know, the recent stuff that's happened in the future of Kansas City, Now that you have 47 days, and I'm sure you know the hours, how if you go back and think to 2010 when all of this started, what made you want to be the mayor of Kansas City?
A number of things. One of which was that I always believed in the potential of the city. I wasn't sure that we were meeting, and I especially wasn't sure that we were meeting it under the previous administration. It seemed to be stagnant. There seemed to be absolutely no desire to be progressive. We earned the reputation for never missing an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And I thought that was not the way that we should be running the city or raising the city. You know, you build cities for the future. And we weren't doing anything. We were actually going backwards. I figured I've been around enough of the people in city government, enough of the things in city government, that, and I had some ideas. Why not? I have this basic rule. A lot of people complain. Very few people do anything other than complain. And my rule is, if I'm going to complain, I have to do something. So I was complaining. So I decided to do something.
So first term in, did you have a list of things? And we can go through your accomplishments. But
no, not a list. I had an agenda. The agenda is the one that we started with and one that we still work on to this day. It's the 4E agenda of governmental efficiency, employment, enforcement of the laws, and education. And that agenda was broad enough to encompass a lot of individual issues, and we would work on them in a systematic way until the next emergency or critical situation arose. We had to divert to that, but we had always default back to it. So within the 4E agenda, we had a lot of different things that we wanted to do. For example, with governmental efficiency, we started KC Stat, which was a tie-in to the city manager's performance management system, and started relying heavily on data and the citizen satisfaction survey and 311. In order to guide some policy decisions that we needed to make and make things more efficient. So we always had things that we were working on within our 4E agenda, and then whatever else came up.
Mayor Sly James in studio here on 98.1 KMBZ. Jamie's been around Kansas City for a while. I moved here in 2015 and lived downtown until my wife got pregnant. We moved out to the suburbs. But I only know Kansas City as streetcar, as new airport. I only know it as the progressive.
Power and light.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Not Sprint Center.
Right.
None of this stuff, you know, all of this stuff is like what I moved into Kansas City. And I thought, man, this is a pretty impressive city that we have here right now. What was the tops on your list that you wanted to get done? What was your issue going into your run for mayor that you said, this is what I want to do?
Well, the first, you know, believe it or not, it wasn't any of those individual projects. I think the first thing that we had to do was change our attitude. Our attitude was somewhat negative. We always wanted to compare ourselves to other places. And I've never liked that. And it's kind of interesting. Other places are now comparing themselves to us. You can't change actions unless you change attitude. So the first thing we had to do was change attitude, start believing in ourselves. And after that, you know, we had Google right out of the gate. How are we going to use, manage, and exploit this new infrastructure piece that we have that nobody else has? What can we do with this to set ourselves apart? So we started using it for entrepreneurship and building a good tech base, and, well, continuing to build a good tech base, I should say. It was already starting there. And you just go from there. You ride the waves as they come in, and you ride them until they crest and crash on the shore. But we had a lot of waves. Google was a game changer for us in a number of different ways. And when you have that kind of an event that takes place that's unique to your city, that allows you to sell the city. And as you sell the city, you get more and more opportunities, more and more interest. So the Google situation helped us, first of all, recognize the digital divide that we had in the city. And a lot of that was along racial lines, like so many things are in the city. And then the next thing that we were able to do with it was to leverage that into our smart and connected city platform with Cisco and Sprint and others, and become the largest smart city in the country and the most contiguous free Wi-Fi in the country. All of these things built on each other. So the one thing that I hope that we tried to do was, when we had an opportunity, was to exploit that opportunity as deeply and as robustly as possible and get everything out of it that we can, and to always use it to promote the city. So that's the way I approach things. I don't know that I had a list that says we're going to do this and then this and then this. There were some things that we needed to do that we knew we needed to do, but those things were not organized quite that way. It was like, okay, we need to get some things done here first, but then we're going to move on to another phase. And that's what we did.
Were there things that you got frustrated that you couldn't get done or couldn't get done quickly enough? If that's everything, couldn't get done quickly enough, were there things that you just couldn't make happen?
My chief of staff, who is an absolutely delightful young woman, and my future business partner, is always telling me that we've had like 18 elections and we're 16-2. I don't remember all the 18 elections. I really don't. I remember the two, and they're with me to this day. The first attempt to expand streetcar east and west as a matter of equity, that failed. And it failed because the timing probably wasn't right. We hadn't gotten the starter line up and running. And because of that, we really didn't have anything to show and to prove what we had been saying. We had been saying what streetcar was going to do downtown, but it wasn't there. We knew or believed, others didn't. So that failed. That was a huge, huge loss for us. It would have allowed us to take streetcar into different communities. For example, the issue at the Linwood Shopping Center would have been totally changed if there had been streetcar there. We would have been able to attract, I think, a lot more private money, because things build around lines, as you see downtown and as you'll see on the extension going to the plaza. The other thing that failed that really bothered me was the pre-K. Those were two things that that I think have deep-reaching consequences and will be a long time in being repaired. And I think they're both critical.
Do you feel like you have a good relationship with the schools?
No.
Why not?
Because we don't see eye to eye on things. There are 15 school districts, and they all act independently. And in the course of them acting independently, they are not concentric circles. They're not all joined together. And the gaps that are between these school districts are the ones where kids are failing. And they're not doing anything to fill those gaps. They're concerned about their own circles, and that's about it. So, no, I don't feel like I've got a good relationship with them. And I think that that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. We simply have different beliefs. I believe that every single child in the city should have access to high-quality child care, pre-K, and a great kindergarten and scholastic experience. In this city, we have school districts that have everything. We have school districts that have very little. And there's really hasn't been a tremendous ability or an attempt to rectify that. It is not an equitable system. Suburban systems are made and have every resource they need, and some of the urban systems are struggling for those resources. And then we look around and we see where there are struggles of poverty and crime, and they're in the places where there aren't resources and things like that. So I don't necessarily appreciate and understand or like the system of individual superintendents and individual districts that don't seem to cover the basis for kids that get lost in the cracks, and they don't seem to be doing much to cover the cracks as far as I can see.
A few more minutes with Mayor Sly James in studio. Do you have the hours for us, Mayor James? Because I know it's 47 days.
47 days, 13 hours, 11 minutes.
But who's counting?
I am.
You know, there are not too many people that can put a stamp on a number of things that have happened as their time in mayor. I would say the two best things that you ever did, and you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, you brought a World Series title and the NFL MVP to Kansas City. Not many mayors can say that.
And I don't think I can either. I was very happy to be here for both of those things, and I just saw Patrick Mahomes last night. Very, very nice young man. Very grounded young man. Like him a lot. Know his folks from having watched games with him. I see where he gets his stock. The World Series titles were long in coming. 14 and 15 were magical years for the Royals. But don't forget about 2012 with the All-Star Game, which was hailed by Major League Baseball as one of the best ever. In 2013, when Sporting won the Cup, you know, so we've had a great run of our teams, and hopefully we'll see a Super Bowl soon. I've got an All-Star ring. I've got an American League Championship ring. I've got a World Series ring. And when John Dorsey was here, I said, you know, okay, so what am I missing? You know, and he said, well, we're trying. I said, well, just try a little harder. I ain't going to be here forever. And unfortunately, he isn't now. But Andy and those guys are great. But, no, those were things that I think just added to the love that people have of the city. It's very serendipitous that while we have a lot of things going on in the business sector, the community sector, the social, the arts, and cultural sectors, then the sports sector is kicking it too. So we had a city where now, and I can tell you that it wasn't always like this at all. As a matter of fact, I can pinpoint when it started, but now you can't walk around town without seeing people with Kansas City, KC, something blazed on something they're wearing, or maybe you can't see it because it's underneath their clothes, but bottom line is that people are proud of Kansas City now. They like displaying it. You know, people don't mind telling people where they're from when they're out of town. And they also don't mind hearing, oh, yeah, I've heard what there's some good stuff going on in Kansas City. And it doesn't matter where you are, in New York or L.A., and you're going to hear people who know what's going on in Kansas City. Didn't used to be like that.
Do you get frustrated at all, as we do, with the people that seem to fight tooth and nail against all things progress and then end up loving it when it happens?
I call them cave people. It's an acronym for Citizens Against Virtually Everything.
How do you get those people to turn, or do you not worry about it?
I learned something a long time ago, that the loudest voices are usually those who are negative. And a lot of times people confuse loud with numbers. Just because you're loud doesn't mean that you're anything close to a majority. You recognize that there's generally a small minority of people who are just going to be closed-minded about everything. And those people make a lot of noise, but seldom do they actually do anything to change the circumstances. The people who are silent and quiet, they're the ones that I want to talk to, because they're the ones who are thinking, and they're going to have open minds. Doesn't mean they're always going to agree, but at least you can have a conversation with them and find out what's on their minds. Maybe sometimes they have some ideas that are different that might be incorporated. Maybe sometimes they just need information. And that's one of the things we found out with the very, very long approach to airport. It takes a long time to educate a lot of people about things that are very complicated. And then there's just that group of people, it doesn't matter what it is, they don't like it. Now, you know what? It really takes too much energy to deal with that. It really does. Anybody who spent a lot of time around people who are negative, you just feel like you've worked two jobs after you talk to them. And it's just a hard thing to do. I like to deal with people who are at least willing to have a conversation about the subject and be open-minded about it. And then we can go from there.
Tuesday is the election. You have endorsed Councilwoman Justice as opposed to Councilman Quentin Lucas. If I'm sure you've had conversations with both of them about their attempts to become the next mayor. What would you say to them? What have you said to them that you can tell us about what it takes to be mayor of Kansas City?
I tell them that you really need to understand the demands that are going to be made on you. And you need to have the ability to not let the press bug you.
That's us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I can't worry about what people in the press think. Unfortunately, a lot of times they don't really have the whole story, but they have a part of the story that's appealing for either broadcast or writing. I'm not so much worried about you guys, but newspapers. I just can't pay much attention to it. So one thing I've tried to train myself to do is I don't get high when they're positive. I don't get low when they're negative. You stay in the middle. I think that the main thing I can tell anybody who wants a job is you need to know who you are first. You need to have some idea of who you are and what you believe in and what you're willing to fight for and what you're not willing to fight for. Because if you don't have that understanding of who you are and you're not grounded, then you will be blown around by everybody who's got an issue. I don't care what the issue is. There's going to be five people coming at you from five different directions, and you cannot please them all, and you should not try. And to the extent that you do try to please them all, then you wind up turning yourself into a pretzel and making probably at least four out of the five and maybe five out of the five angry with you, and then it just doesn't work well. You need to be able to say no and to justify it. And you also need to be willing to say yes and to justify it. But you need to be able to make the decision whether or not it's a no or a yes. And a lot of times you use data for that. But you have to have some sense of who you are and not try to please everybody, because that's not the job. The job is to lead everybody, not please everybody. They may sound similar, but they're totally different things.
What are you doing on August 1st?
Sleeping in, getting ready to packing for a vacation that starts on August 2. We will have moved into a new place on the 29th, so we'll be living amongst boxes and ready to get out of Dodge for a while. And that will be fun.
Are you surprised that that we landed on Jolie and Quentin?
Not totally.
But yes, it sounds like there's a little bit of yes in there, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I always have to separate the campaign rhetoric and glitz from the reality. I thought Jolie was solid, but I thought that it was probably going to be between Quentin and Steve Miller, and Steve Miller finished a lot lower than I expected. But not totally. No, they're both dynamic people in their own right.
Any prediction? I know who you've endorsed. You've endorsed Jolie. Have you been reading polls, talking to people? I mean, the unofficial KMBZ Twitter poll had Jolie winning 53-47 last week.
Well, that would be great from my perspective and from Jolie's perspective, and I think Kansas City's perspective, and I hope that that's the way it turns out. I think it'll be a tight race, and I think it's going to come down to turnout, and I think it's going to come down to what people actually see and what they want. If we want to keep the momentum of this city moving forward and to build on it, and make no mistake about it, I've never been naive enough to think that the things that we've done have solved all problems. But I also know that you can't solve all problems in 8 years. You do what you can to create an infrastructure or a base that will allow you to solve other problems. And one of the things that we needed to do was we needed to rebuild our business district and our business ability, because that's where the jobs are. And I look at it very simply. Every city's downtown is the heart of that city. If your downtown is not strong and pumping out jobs and economic activity, then that economic activity will not reach the extremities, and those extremities will suffer. So rebuilding downtown was part of it, but it's still not done. But look at what we've been able to do in addition to that. We bought the Linwood Shopping Center so that we could help with that food desert over there. We've really done some things to try to obliviate the stigma of race that's associated with Truce. We've made tons of investment along Truce in order to bring more economic prosperity there. We've done things with the Urban Neighborhood Initiative. We've done things with KC Nova. All of those things that we're doing are designed to bring, to take that prosperity that we've built and building on and move it to other areas of the city in a systematic way. We've laid the infrastructure, physical infrastructure for development. Now we have to attract the dollars. So we're using an opportunity zone opportunities in order to do some of those things. So we're moving in the right direction. There's a plan there, and with Troy Schulte being the city manager and hopefully Jolie being the mayor, that plan can be executed in a systematic way without losing any momentum, but bringing it out more and more into the extremities where it's desperately needed.
We got about 45 seconds here. We're running late, but you were in office for 8 years. I have 8 questions with it all one or two word answers. You ready to go? Here we go.
Sure, shoot them.
Pop or soda?
Pop.
What is officially your favorite barbecue in Kansas City?
Bryant's.
Most fun you ever had at Sprint Center?
Either Elton John or Sade.
Okay. Our most popular poll question ever that we had on our Twitter page, root beer or Dr. Pepper?
Root beer.
Do you break your spaghetti noodles before you put them in a pot?
No.
Most likely to get a free steak, you or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes, he might get a free cow.
How many bow ties do you own?
About 85, 90.
Wow. And would you run again if you could?
Huh. Not today. If that question had been posed without term limits 3 years ago, probably.
But not today.
Not today. Now, you know, now that I, when you know there's a terminal date, you prepare for the terminal. And we prepare for the terminal. My mind is already outside of that box. I don't wish for things that I know aren't going to happen. And I am not desperate enough to think that I can only I can do this. I like new challenges. I like the concept of reinventing yourself and your life every 10, 15 years. It makes it more exciting. I'm looking forward to what I get to do in the next phase. I'm looking forward to spending more time with my grandkids, my family, and to be when I travel from now on, I'm hopefully not just going to be traveling for business, but, you know, taking a kid with me or going and doing some things, going out and watch the Chiefs play out of town or the Royals play out of town, things that I really like to do and haven't been able to do for a while.
My mother said, leave it better than you got it. Kansas City is better off since you took office. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Father's Day weekend, and keep in touch.
Thank you. I'm going down to Boy State to talk to Boy State. I'm going down to Warrensburg to talk to Boy State on Father's Day in the evening, like I've done for about 5 years. It's one of the best talks I ever have. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks
appreciate
for being
it.
Here.
Mayor James in studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.